Yesterday afternoon, I talked about sitting in Burma with the monsoon rain, and then feeling that how the air pressure changed, the humidity changed, the sounds changed, I changed. And now it's raining here at IRC. We hear the rain. To me, it feels more humid than it usually does here. I don't know about the air pressure, but for me, with my sweater on and all, and I feel the warmth of the room as well, together with, as part of the whole. How is your body? if your body is an antenna, what is your antenna picking up? Are you warm? Is your body cold? Just middling. Even with your eyes closed, the lighting in the room is different than it would be if it was sunny and clear sky. I don't know how you experience humidity, but this moment, humidity for me is has a soft feeling that's amorphous. I can't put my finger exactly where I'm feeling it. Maybe on my cheeks, maybe. Maybe in my upper arms, maybe. A very big part of mindfulness is bodyfulness. To lower yourself into your body from the control tower up above. Almost like a feeling like being inside your body. Aware of it from the inside out. And one of the feelings that could possibly be in your body is the feeling of your body's weight, its substantiality. And to gently adjust your posture so it feels like the weight of your body or substantiality of your body is balanced, aligned. Maybe feeling the sitting bones against the chair or the cushion, where the weight of your body rests against the chair and cushion. And are there small ways to adjust your upper torso so that the weight of your body feels balanced on your sitting bones? So there's a clear sense of being here. Maybe even rooted here, as if you have roots going down into the floor, chair. So this is your place. Your place for awakening. Maybe not with a full meaning of awakening in Buddhism, but maybe even with the ordinary meanings of awake, being awake, this is your place to be awake. Maybe not so much awake in the, from the mind, but the whole body. Feeling the vitality of your body. Every sensation you feel in your body is proof that you're alive. When you're no longer alive, there'll be no sensations in this body that we have. Every sensation you have in your body is there because of manifestation of energy, little electrons in your nervous system that are firing, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant, the sensations of your body. It is your vitality. And so with this body, to position yourself to be aware of your present moment experience, to open yourself from the inside out of your body, to sense and feel and know your body. And I'll guide you through the hand exercise I do to give you a sense of mindfulness of the body. And some of you have done this before. Every time I do it is different. So begin by being aware of your dominant hand. And as you're aware of your dominant hand, how are you aware? Are you aware more through sensing it, feeling the hand? And so the awareness is almost in the hand. You're feeling the sensations of the hand, maybe tingling and pulsing and warmth and coldness, coolness. Maybe the pressure of contact of the hand to get some other surface, soft and hard. Different parts of your hand have different sensations. What does it feel like to be in your palm of your hand? The back of your hand? The fingers? So it's possible to feel and sense. That's one way to be aware. It's also possible, maybe at the same time, to recognize the sensations in the hand. Tingling, warmth, pulsing, vibrating. contact, soft, hard. It's possible that in recognizing what it is, you add a story to it, commentary, judgments. And maybe the idea of being aware is mixed up with the idea of analyzing, thinking about. Another way of being aware is to, would be associated with the word observing, with the mind's eye, kind of from a distance, watching the hand, watching the play of sensations in the hand. Maybe watching without any concepts, ideas, recognition of what it is, just a play of sensations. And is there some kind of inner way that you can adjust yourself? Adjust your sail, position yourself, stand with, accompany the hand. Be the companion for your hand's experience of itself. Placing yourself near the hand, or in a sense facing the hand maybe, or walking hand side by side with hand, that you're more likely to be consciously aware, not necessarily intentionally aware, but consciously aware, the natural way of being consciously aware. Even a few moments that you find yourself consciously aware without trying to do so is maybe the beginning of catching the wind of awareness. Maybe like you're being carried by awareness here and now. You're being carried into the present, the ever-appearing present moment. And then switch your attention to that part of your body where you normally experience your breathing. And you can practice mindfulness of the body in relationship to breathing. How does the body experience breathing? And when you're aware of breathing, how are you aware of it? Is it more sensing? More recognizing? More watching? Are you aware of the body breathing more actively? Kind of directing the attention, placing it on the body, on the breathing? Or are you aware of the breathing more receptively? Whatever way feels most comfortable for you to be aware, position yourself so that you're accompanying your breathing. When I say you accompany your breathing, maybe it's not the usual you that you identify with, but it's maybe your body is accompanying the sensation of breathing. Maybe it's conscious awareness that is positioned so it's right there, accompanying the body breathing. And to continue this exercise, find in your body some sensation, some area of your body that has some modicum of discomfort. Maybe mild pain or... And in that part of your body where that exists, feel that part of the body like you felt your hand. Position yourself to accompany, be present for the sensations in that. Maybe without stories and predictions and ideas, thinking what you're supposed to do. Maybe just very simple, sensing that part of your body, or recognizing the kaleidoscope of sensations at play. Or settling back and watching, observing. Or if it helps you stay aware, helps more conscious aware moments, imagine you're breathing with the uncomfortable place. with the support of breathing, you're accompanying it, knowing it, allowing it to be there. A simple mindfulness of the body, allowing it to be as it is and seeing what happens. Observing the changes that happen there. And then to return to the body breathing. Returning to that part of your body where you most clearly or easily experience breathing. And noticing the simple moments of conscious awareness of breathing. A kind of being awake to breathing in, breathing out. There are moments where we become consciously aware without intention. A new sound, unexpected sound occurs, and we can be consciously aware even before there's a reaction or a judgment, thoughts. A new sensation in the body appears. And we're consciously aware. The conscious awareness that's very simple. Conscious awareness doesn't have to be intentional. What could be intentional is accompanying our experience, standing with it, next to it. is it like to be consciously aware through your body? And is there some way that the wind of awareness can fill your sail as you travel from one present moment to the next present moment? Here. And then getting ready for the end of the bell. Position yourself in your body. Orient yourself to hearing the vibrations of the bell with your whole body. Consciously aware of the shifts and changes that happen in you. Your body, your emotions, your thoughts, as you hear the bell. Mindfulness of the body. The Buddha was emphatic. Sometimes he made very emphatic statements. In one of those places where in, I don't know, a dozen different ways, he said, there is no awakening without mindfulness of the body. So for some of us, the body is a stranger. Some of us, our bodies are very difficult. Difficult emotionally, difficult all kinds of ways, pain. Learning how to be aware of the body in respectful ways, kind ways, compassionate ways, is part of the way of awakening conscious awareness. So that we start recognizing more often when we're consciously aware, when the wind has, the breeze has started, just like outside, you feel a breeze against your cheek, oh, there's a breeze, oh, there's conscious awareness. I didn't do that in terms of making it happen or choose to happen to happen. Something inside of you which is not your conscious operating self has been awakened. That's the breeze, beginning of the wind, that's going to fill your sails. So the mindfulness that we're looking for when it's a factor of awakening is not only the mindfulness that you intentionally engage in, because then it's not yet the wind that's going to catch your sail. There's a kind of vitality and aliveness and being aware that you can feel like it's happening. It's really happening. And you can go along for the ride if you'd like. Wow, let me stay with this. And when that's not happening, it's a brilliant thing to intentionally decide to be aware of the present moment, to orient yourself. And as I said yesterday, you might want to think about the idea of accompanying yourself, accompanying the breath, accompanying the walking. Because somehow the awareness then will just naturally come along with it. It's hard not to be aware if you're accompanying. And then the awareness is maybe a little more of the quality feeling of this, and more than, if I may say, the natural awareness, rather than the manufactured awareness. So, when you're meditating and maybe you use the breathing as the anchor or the home base for being in your body, for being centered here. But if something else happens in your body that's stronger than your interest in your breathing, then rather than having a tension between this, what's calling your for awareness and what you're trying to do, you can just let go of the breathing and let your awareness go into where it's more obvious, where it's more calling you, where it's more louder, in a sense, in your body, and practice like you did with, maybe as you did the mindfulness of the hand, which is to be aware, whatever it is, without reactivity, to respectful attention, enter into that experience. Or if it helps you to not be reactive or spinning out in your thoughts, as you accompany this place in your body, breathe with it. Breathe through it. And that maybe keeps you there in a nice way. And then after some time, could be two or three breaths, could be longer, you might want to just come back to your home base of breathing. Kind of just balance yourself there, orient yourself there. And then if after a while you need to go back and attend to what was going on, then do so. And then kind of this natural, easy rhythm of being with your breathing for a while, being with the strong sensations for a while. Partly that rhythm going back and forth is helpful, because if you only stay with a difficult pain, for example, it's easy to spin out in thoughts and reactions. It's easy to kind of think that you have to work hard at it and solve it. It's easy to get caught in it, and I'm the victim of it, or poor me, or something, or I'm the hero in your own story around it. And just kind of just you're there for a while, then come back. And this might be easier to stay aware, or stay present, if there's a rhythm. And as you go around IMC today, IRC today, during the day, how you go from sitting to the walking period, walking where you do the walking, you go to the meals, go get tea, go to the bathroom, go to your room. Go about at the speed of mindfulness of the body, meaning go at the speed that allows you to be consciously, stay somewhat consciously aware of your body. If you go too fast, it's very easy to lose touch and get lost into your thoughts. And 5 minutes later, you realize you've been thinking. But if you go a little bit slower than usual, then maybe you have a better chance to kind of stay connected and more likely to catch yourself as you wander off in thought. If you go too slow, that sometimes is also a recipe for getting a little bit too caught up in things. So just what's the right speed for you? The speed of mindfulness of the body. So today there's two new things happening. The first that will happen is the practice discussion that happened today. Today's Tuesday, and some of you signed up for Tuesday. And so we're not going to meet on the Bodhi deck. It's wet there. So we're going to meet in the treehouse deck, you know, in that building that's right out here. You can kind of see it. If you go out the back door of the dining room and the pathway goes up, you'll see. And if you go through the gate into the driveway of that house there, there's a garage. And this is now, you know, a lot of things began in garages. They're glorified in some local locations. So we'll have our practice discussions in a garage instead of the Bodhi deck. So those of you who signed up for the Bodhi deck, that's where you'll meet. And then the treehouse deck is if you go towards it in that direction, and then down to the left here, this big grove, a small grove of redwood trees right behind here. One of them is leaning really far. It almost feels like I can touch it from the window here. There's a chair there, and you might not want to sit in the chair when it's wet, but there's a little path that curves around to go up to the deck there. So come in and go out there, and just be near that fork in the path. So you can see when someone comes out, and then when they come all the way out, you can take the trail in. And so it's good to be at your place a little bit before your time, and so you can come in. And so that's one thing's happening today. The other thing is that today we start the affinity sits. And the... So the people of color will be at 1:45, and the LGBTQIA plus is at 3:15, and Dawn, who identifies with that group, will be there to kind of receive you and do the little, it's very short little orientation to start that group. And I, who don't identify with POC, the local POC people set this all up, said that when there's no one else POC to do that welcome and orientation, that's okay for me to go. So I'll just be there briefly and get it set up, and then you'll be on your own. So enjoy your day, and I'm very happy that we have this wonderful day to be cozy in the rain.
All right, online folks, this is Kim. We have basically similar announcements. I hope it won't be confusing because there are some variations. We also have our practice discussions today. Some of you have signed up for groups at 9:30 and 11. So please check if that's you and get to those. And then we also have affinity groups. For the online groups, we do the affinity sits on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. So today is the first, and we have different times. So the LGBTQIA plus is at 11:45, and the BIPOC is at 3:15, is my understanding. And you can see those on the schedule. And there is a specific Zoom room designated for that. And in our case, we don't have somebody coming to set it up officially, but what you can do is talk among yourselves just briefly at the beginning. All you need to do is have somebody volunteer to be a timekeeper. And that person will keep the time for 30 minutes and end by unmuting and saying, "May all beings be free." Otherwise, these are meant to be silent sits, and they're only for those who identify with these groups and who want to go. Okay, so thank you for your care and support on that. It helps protect the safety of these groups, and people have found these to be supportive. You're welcome to check that out if you want. Okay. So have a wonderful day of practice, whether it's raining or not where you are, and we'll see you later. Take care.